Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yushalom Chumas daf Kuf Zayin, the very last daf of the Masechta, and we're going to be starting Kuf Av Amud Beis, about 11 lines up from the bottom with a quote from the Mishnah, Madlikin Beis HaMishnah, and the Lotzer's daf is at the beginning of Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Basi Biakav Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So at the end of the Mishnah, we had a 4 Machlokes, and here we quote it, Madlikin Beis HaMishnah, Avaloy Beis HaAvel, Dev Reb Yuda. Reb Yuda says that we're allowed to light Shem and Srefa at a Beis HaMishnah, for example, a Chasana, but not in a Beis HaAvel, not in a house of mourners. Now Rabbi Yasi says the other way around. Now, Rav Meir Iser Kan V'Kan, Rav Meir Asher is in both situations, and Rav Shimon Mater Kan V'Kan, Rav Shimon Mater is in both situations. So now we explain, my time with Rav Yuda, what's Rav Yuda's reasoning? That it's Mutter in a Beis HaMishta, but Asher in a Beis Avel? And the answer is, Beis HaMishta, Idei D'Minei HaNikiyim, at a Beis HaMishta, since everyone's wearing clean clothing, like Misaskin Bay. So no one's going to Misasek with it. No one's going to touch the oil lamp, because they're afraid their clothing are going to get dirty from the oil. And therefore, we don't have to have a Chashash that Yisrael is going to take the lamp and use it for his own personal needs without the kohen being there. However, Beis HaAvel in the house of mourning, Ayde Demeneya in Sain, since people's clothing are dirty, Misaskin Bay, people might end up using it. We continue, my time with Rabbi Yossi, what's Rabbi Yossi Svara? So he says the opposite. Beis HaAvel, Ayde De'inun Kinyan, in house of mourning, since everyone's more subdued, everyone's a little bit more quieter and toned down, like Misaskin Bay, so they're not going to use it because they're going to be focused. Whereas Beis HaMishta, Ayde De'inun Pechizin, since everyone's happy and joyous and there's a lot of simcha there, Misaskin Bay, people might use it because they're going to forget that there's Shem and Srefa in there. We continue, my time with Rameir, what's Rameir's reasoning that both are usher? So he takes the surim from both. Kovzayin Amud Aleph on the top, Bebeso Evel, in a house of mourning, Adi Dimnei and Sayin, since their clothing are dirty, Misaskin Bay, they're not going to have a problem using this oil. And Beis HaMishta, we're talking about a Beis HaMishta, Adi De'inim Pechizin, since everyone's joyous and happy, Misaskin Bay, they might end up using it because they're going to forget that they're Shem and Strefa. And my time with Reb Shimon, what's Reb Shimon's reasoning? So it's the opposite as well. Beis HaEvel, Adi De'inim Kinyan, Loi Misaskin Bay, and a Beis HaEvel, since everyone's more subdued and more toned down, so they're not going to use it. And Beis HaMishta, and a Beis HaMishta, since everyone has clean clothing, they're not going to use it either. So now the Gemara tells us, they send the Beis HaMishta to Rabbi Yanai, halacha k'Rav Shimon, the halacha is like Rav Shimon, that it's mutter in both these situations. And Rabbi Yaakov Acha says, b'shem Rabbi Yeshia, also halacha k'Rav Shimon, the halacha is like Rav Shimon. Now Rabbi Yesi Tzinraya, ba kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah, he asks the following question, d'loy kein manan amrin, even without this, even without us being told the halacha is like Rav Shimon, what would we have said? Rav Meir Rav Shimon, ain't halacha k'Rav Shimon? Anytime we have machlokes Rav Meir Rav Shimon, isn't the halacha like Rav Shimon anyway? So what's the chiddush? Why do you have to say over here that halacha is like Rav Shimon? Of course, halacha is like Rav Shimon. Whenever he argues with our mayor, we paskin like him. So Rabbi Yirmiyah told him, "Shel kat kadmin he." This is already an old question that's already asked, and it's not even a question. Why is that? Because Rav Yehuda Amar me'ain shnehen, Rabbi Yosi Amar me'ain shnehen. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi say me'ain Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi are being machriya. They seem to be giving a decisive opinion. Rabbi Yehuda asers in Beis HaEvel and he's matar in Beis HaMishta. Rabbi Yosi is matar in Beis HaEvel and asers in Beis HaMishta. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, halacha Rabbi Yosi. Every time we have machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. So you might think over here, since the two opinions that are the machriya, they're the ones that seem to be the midline shita, we would say, sometimes mutter and sometimes usser, and not that it's always usser or always mutter, maybe we should paskin like Rabbi Yosi. That's why over here specifically we have to say, no, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. And the Masechta concludes with the following, ma'ul halak Shem and Srefa b'chanukah, is one allowed to light with Shem and Srefa on Chanukah? Let's say a person doesn't have any chulin oil, and he only has tummy truma oil, is he allowed to use it on Chanukah? And the reason why he would be allowed to do so is because one is not allowed to benefit from Neris Chanukah. And so he's not going to be getting physical benefit from it. And the only benefit that you could say that maybe he is getting is the benefit of his mitzvah. And we know the mitzvah is lav lehenis netnu. Even if a person enjoys the mitzvah, it's not considered like hana from the mitzvah. So maybe he should be allowed to use Shem and Srefa. And Amrit Beir Rabbi Yanai, they send the Beis HaMishta Rabbi Yanai, Malikin Shem and Srefa b'Chanukah. One is allowed to use Shem and Srefa on Chanukah. And Amr Rav Nisa says, ana loy chakim la'aba. I didn't know my father, because he died when he was still young. But Ima Hava Amrli, my father used to tell me, Avoch Hava Amar, your father used to say, Misha Ein Lo Shemen Shal Chulin, whoever doesn't have Chulin oil, Madlik Shemen Srefa B'Chanukah, he's allowed to light Shemen Srefa on Chanukah, Hajan Alach Indas and Dvela, Salik Pirka, Uslik Alam Masechet Trumas, Barach Mei Shemaya, Mazdor finishing the entire Masechet Trumas together, just like Ruzecha finished this Masechet together, we should be Masechet to finish all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new Masechet, Masechet Maestres. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.